Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. It's time to get your Friday edition of the BTN News Show started. It is the 26th of February, 2021. Got the best technology news coming at you right now, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Get ready for total cookie protection from Firefox. No, not the kind you eat. Meaning, yep, if you got a craving for cookies, this won't help you, but it definitely will help you browsing online. As Mozilla says, it's part of their war on web trafficking. And this new tool in Firefox is aimed at stopping cookies from keeping tabs on you. This feature, yep, included in the web browser's latest release, and pretty much when it says total cookie protection, well, it does pretty much what it says on the tin. It works by keeping cookies isolated between each site you visit. Or, as Mozilla likes to say, by creating a separate cookie jar for every website. Oh, how cute. Now, the new feature actually pairs with last month's network partitioning tool, and that works by splitting the Firefox browser cache on a per-website basis to actually prevent tracking across the web. That's actually targeted at blocking those super cookies. Yeah, there's actually such a thing. Of course, also in this new release, there's a offering of multiple picture-in-picture views, and that also pretty much what it does on the tin, too. Being able to watch several videos at the same time. If you're on Mac, Linux, or Windows, well, go grab it now and start enjoying. Hey, speaking of keeping tabs on you, Netflix is about to do that, and they're going to say, you know, you might like this. Let's just download that for you. Hey, what do you think? Yes, this new feature coming from Netflix, automatic downloads. It's all based on an algorithm of thinking, yeah, you'll probably like this. And you may not like it taking up all your hard drive space, but we don't care. Although they do let you choose a little bit of how much storage you do want to set aside for it. Actually, it's up to 5 gigabytes per profile. When it happens, when you connect to your Wi-Fi network, Netflix will start downloading a few picks for you. Now, apparently this will pick titles from across all of Netflix's library, though it will be limited to which territory you're in. And that all has to do with licensing agreements and blah, blah, blah. Not to mention there's also those little clause too out there that doesn't let you download certain TV shows or movies. Again, because of licensing, blah, 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 blah. If you're on Android right now, well, you can start enjoying it first. iOS, yeah, it's coming a little bit later. The good news, however, though, is doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can start enjoying it now. Finally, oh, you M1 Mac users. Been noticing a little bit of wear and tear? Well, that's what people are saying anyways, all over Twitter, and particularly the Mac Rumors forums. Yep, M1 Macs are experiencing extremely high drive writes over a short space of time. In layman's terms, yep, you're looking at a lot of SSD wear. Now, we're all aware of solid-state drives, and those ones used in Macs, they can actually only be written to a certain number of times. Then they start to become a little bit on the unstable side. Now, of course, there is software that ensures the load is spread evenly across the drive's memory cells, but apparently that software is not doing the job. In fact, there's been a few users that showed their M1 Macs had actually already consumed 1% of its SSD, and that's just after 2 months. And unfortunately, once it's consumed, you can never get it back. Unfortunately, right now, we're just going off what people are saying online, and we don't even really know if Apple's fully aware of it yet. Definitely one thing M1 Mac users are going to have to keep an eye on, and hopefully Apple will acknowledge these concerns sometime soon, you know, before the drive runs out. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website for the British Tech Network, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Check out everything that's going on over there at the BTN headquarters right now. You can also hop on over to our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join in the conversation today at our BTN community. We would love for you to be a part of it. It's simple to do. Just head on over to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news. It's going to be happening over the weekend, but until then, hope you have a great Friday, have a great weekend ahead, and thank you, as always, for listening.